loaded with data in the most recent Emerson poll. So once again, reconvening with Emerson College professor Spencer Kimball for analysis on this latest national poll and take a deeper dive into the voter psyche. Spence, why don't you start with the Democrats here?
So let's take a look at this 2018 election and what we saw out in New Jersey, Virginia, and even in the surprise here in Alabama were some upsets, particularly in Alabama, for Democrats. And the question is, will we be seeing a wave year in this midterm election? And traditionally, incumbent presidents lose seats in both the House and the Senate. The worst case for the Republicans was back in 1922. They lost 77 seats in Harding's first term in the House. The worst that they've ever lost in the Senate was 13 seats in Eisenhower's 58 midterm election. So traditionally, you see these losses. Obama lost 63 seats in the House. Clinton lost 54 seats. Bush actually was able to keep his seats in his midterm, his first midterm. But remember, we were rallying around the flag. By the second one, he lost 30 seats. So we're expecting to see gains by the Democrats. But when we look at the generic ballot test in our survey, the Democrats have a 5-point lead. And when we ask about voter excitement, at this stage, we're not seeing really a difference at all between Democrats and Republicans as how excited they are for the upcoming election. We see independents are the ones who will be less interested in these midterms. So as we move forward, the Democrats obviously are going to be very aggressive, and the Republicans, obviously, they can't do as poorly in the Senate races because they only have to defend 8 of them. But it's very important for them to try to be able to maintain control of one of the houses.
A pivot to a bigger issue, an issue that maybe even is big, if not bigger than the United States entering the League of Nations back in the early 1920s. And, you know, I actually, Spence, I make a crack of this all the time. It was like once this fringe issue, it seemed, in the political realm, not too long ago, but maybe long ago for those of us like myself who are over 30. But no more. This may not even wait until the midterms either, and that is marijuana policy. We know you. We know Emerson is the leading tracker on this issue. So what's happening with it at this very second?
Yeah, it's a very big issue. And let me give you an example of the intensity about the question itself of marijuana legalization. So when we do these surveys last week, we post up on Facebook or on Twitter at Emerson Polling, you know, the results in a chart. And typically we can get anywhere between 20 and 60, you know, engagements of people posting. And when we posted the marijuana legal status one on last Monday, we've received over 1,000 engagements, almost 1,100 at this time. And we have over 500 comments. And it's very interesting to read through the comments and start to see the arguments that are being laid out on both sides. Sure, it's a bit extreme, but if you boil it down, it really looks like people are looking at marijuana as an opportunity to offset budget concerns in their state. And they're saying, hey, this is a way to raise revenue without having to raise taxes or cut social programs or education. And it is going to be a contentious issue as more and more states come online. I think right now about 8 states are legalized. But remember, Northam in New Jersey just last week, in his announcement for the governor, said, I'm going to legalize marijuana in the next 100 days. And that got Cuomo to come out. And remember, we did that poll in New York last November where we found 62% wanted it to legalize versus not versus illegal. So this is going to be a topic that people are going to be talking about because of the economic incentive involved in the legalization and the opportunity to do with that profit.
Yeah, we may even dedicate an entire month to it, God forbid. Maybe something like, I don't know, March. But that would be then, because we will be back here next Monday. So you know what to do. Subscribe to Emerson College Polling Weekly on iTunes, Stitcher, and the CLNS Media Network mobile app.